Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And a pleasant good afternoon and a welcome to Fans of the Pro. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. Happy to be back in my seat because Mr. McAllister carried the reins last week, and quite frankly, I didn't like how he did. He did too good a job, and I need this job, so I'm back in my chair. And last week was crazy. I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina for a wedding, and it was the anxiety and the pressure of getting back. And I told you this already. I said, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it in those SEC games, because that I did it for one day. I was a basket case.
And it's, I don't want to say it's easier to get back into New Orleans, and welcome back as well, even though you got back last week. Yeah. But it's some of the other places that you have to fly
you
into.
You were out of Missouri, Kentucky, you know, small markets.
Small markets, small airports. That's what gets you. And then
you just got to hope to get to Atlanta or Charlotte.
You're hoping to get to one of the bigger airports where it's like, hey, we've got three flights, not one flight.
And that's right. This was back in 21-22.
Where COVID. So a lot of the flights had gotten cut down. Yeah. And so a lot of airlines were like, we don't have that many people flying. So instead of having our normal four flights in the morning and four in the afternoon, we're going to give you three total.
Right.
You know, one in the morning, one midday, and one at night.
Well, believe me, I thought about that last Saturday night when I left Savannah. There was nobody in the airport. And I'm like, who's on this plane?
Mm-hmm.
They said 16 people. There's three rows on both sides. It's a big plane. I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to go, aren't you? And they said, we're going.
We got to.
Because they need the plane in Charlotte.
At the next
they
location.
They don't care about me.
Yeah, you and those 16 other passengers?
We don't care.
You're collateral in a sense. We just got to get this plane there, and so it's good. So I got to ask you, did you Google or Waze how long it would have taken you from Savannah to Charlotte?
I already knew. I've done it. I've driven it many, many years.
So
about
you
11
knew.
Hours, and I gained the hour coming back.
So yeah,
3 o'clock.
So at worst.
Oh yeah,
you knew that. I would have had a bunch of energy drinks, coffee, whatever it took to be able to get you there. So I make it, and it's just like, you don't know what I've been through to get here.
That's what, believe me. I told you last night. So I've got I always had an appreciation for it. Now I've got a deeper appreciation for it. So Saints and the Jets. final home game. We finally get things going, win two straight, and this is the final home game. And, man, it's just I feel so bad when you see two guys like Devin Neal and Devon Vallee who have just worked their tail off, and then they both go on IR in the same week after monster games. Vallee's, that guy, we'll talk about him. He went on IR today. Neal earlier after his second touchdown. And it's just kind of unbelievable.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I don't want to say Neal was an afterthought, but Neal was almost an afterthought earlier this year.
Right, you didn't think you were going to
because he was hurt.
Right.
Remember in training camp. And
you
there
had
was
Kendre and Alvin.
You had Kendre and Alvin, and Kendre was looking really, really well. And it was almost like, man, is this guy going to be a casualty as far as a guy that's maybe just stuck on IR or even a release candidate, that being Neal? But that wasn't the case. And so for him to eventually get the lead role and be a guy that's a rookie, that they're throwing you in their own passing downs. And, you know, hey, look, and this is when I've got Spencer as well as another rookie quarterback. And you're thinking, you know, from an offensive coordinator to head coach and a running back position, you're thinking, man, those are two young guys back there. That's not my normal center. The center that I have, Luke got here in what, August?
Right after the first preseason game.
August.
Right.
So
they traded Colin Saunders for him. Who's the defensive tackle for the Jets? He's going to actually go against Luke Fortner on Sunday.
Yeah, Colin ended up in Jacksonville. But ended up released from Jacksonville, and now he's with the Jets. And so, but here, I'm not even thinking about that part though. Tell me how many snaps Luke took for you during training camp?
None. Zero.
So he's your center. I have this rookie quarterback or a first-year quarterback that's in this system, mm-hmm. technically a second-year quarterback, but I also possibly have a rookie running back, all that, you know, for the most part, training camp-wise, Devin missed most of that camp.
Yep.
Luke wasn't even here for camp.
Nope.
And Tyler, he was a guy that was splitting snaps.
Well, you want to get to right guard?
I don't even want to go there. That's enough. I mean, because those three, when you talk about setting the protection – when you talk about setting the protection, it starts with the center, the quarterback, and now he gives it to the running back. The running back is the last guy that helps you if somebody messes up. And none of them were with you this summer.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck was with you, right, but he wasn't a guy that you're leaning on and giving the majority of the plays to.
And Dylan Ray Dens was not supposed to be your left guard.
Nope.
But he ended up, he's making his eighth start. William Sherman is going to be your right guard because Caesar's out. Ruiz mm-hmm. is out.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome Richards, who was your swing tackle, he's out.
Correct.
So you're going to have.
But Awesome wasn't with you. Awesome was a trade guy.
He was a trade guy with Dallas in August.
Right.
None of these cats were in camp.
Yeah. Well, Dylan was.
He was a free agent offseason.
Yeah, he was a free agent. And so, but it just shows you how when you have to mix and match, and guess what? The Jets don't care. Tampa didn't care. Any of the teams that you're playing, they don't care. Nobody cares about your problems.
That's true.
You just have to go out there and you better do your job.
Here's the funny thing. There's a lot of Jet stats. One of them I don't want to talk about, and it involves turnovers. I just don't want to talk about it. It just didn't bode well. We just talked about the Saints offensive line. The Jets offensive line, same five starters. All 14 games. How about that? That's almost kind of unbelievable. You're 3-11, same five starters, all 14. That's pretty amazing.
I can't say that it's because of the offensive line and the flux that they've had. Their problem has been the quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback. Inconsistency at the quarterback position.
Right. Justin Fields, mm-hmm. Tyrod Taylor, I didn't realize he was quite so old. He'd been around forever.
Tyrod's been around. Yeah,
he came in with Cam.
Yeah, he's been around a long, long time and played with a few teams, not just one or two.
They picked up Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
Just to have
another guy.
Another guy.
Yeah.
Brady Cook the Missouri guy.
Yeah, I call plenty of Brady's games at Missouri.
That's right. Hey, there you go.
I call plenty of his games at Missouri.
You can be my guy on Sunday. Because I was like, Brady Cook.
No, I've called plenty of his games at Missouri.
And Kellen's brother coached with him at Missouri. So he knows a little bit about him. But, I mean, it's just it's kind of – here's what I will say. Because if you do the math on this, Chicago – and from a turnover margin standpoint, the Saints are minus -4. That's 21 in the league, and they've been up and down. Chicago's plus +20. The Jets are minus -17. That's 37 turnovers. Holy cow.
That's a lot.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
When
you think about it, though, guess what position most of them are coming from?
Quarterback.
Quarterback position.
Yeah.
Quarterback position. So you've had health at the offensive line,
it's just, yeah.
But you have not been able to find and solve the quarterback position. And it's just not this year.
Aaron Rodgers.
It's been a few years
right.
that you've been trying to solve this quarterback issue, so to speak.
So on the show today, we got so much to talk about. And Gary Smith, we'll talk to him, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer. Tulane and Ole Miss, he's coming up at 4:35. That is tomorrow. There's a game tonight, Alabama-Oklahoma, at 5:25. One of your former teammates, Kyle Turley, who is the Saints' legend of the game on Sunday. He's also playing at Frenchman Street Saturday night at 9 o'clock, you know, with his music. And so he's at 5:25. Man, there's just a lot to talk about. You got three games tomorrow.
And we haven't even mentioned one of the hottest stories, or at least a hot story here in New Orleans. The New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, believe me, I'm saving them. That takes some time. I was at the game last night, and in the third quarter, I was like, because I had work
to
do.
You were ready to leave the game.
I did leave. I was like, I got so much stuff to do back in my office across the way, and so I went back to my office, had the Rams game on a little bit, which was unbelievable. We'll talk about that as well.
I watched the end of the Pelicans game. I missed the Rams game. I didn't get to watch it.
I got the text from the Pelicans about here's the stats, and it said the word thriller in there, and I went, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable overtime.
Fourth quarter and overtime, I started because I was like you, I was checking it. I watched the first quarter, saw the substitution, and it's like, we lose the first quarter, come back in, I look at it at half. I was like, oh, man, we're down 19. You know, you're down almost 20 points, 19,
Durant
whatever it was. And it's just like you look at it in the third quarter, it's over. And next thing you know, they just chip away, and you end up pulling it off. I got one more thing before we go to break. New Orleans Bowl.
Yep.
When is that?
The 23rd at 4:30,
so
Western Kentucky.
Our teams in town?
I think the buses just rolled
because
in.
That's why I was like, that's a lot of buses.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Jets rolling into town today.
Not with those many buses. Yeah. Anyway, not coming that way where they were going.
I think it's one of the teams.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They play on the 23rd. All right, take a break. Fans in the Pro just getting started. Lots to talk about back after this here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. It is Fans in the Pro coming up at 4:35. We'll talk with Gary Smith as Tulane gets ready for Ole Miss tomorrow up in Oxford. Quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. And we talked about the guys who will not be playing tomorrow. We did not talk about the man who signed a new 3-year deal today, Charlie Smith, part of the active 53, signed a new 3-year contract. Man, and now the next chapter of the movie has been written, which, by the way, a bunch of people have told me, tell Deuce, I'll write that screenplay. They want the movie, man. They're in. You better get some rights signed up quickly.
Charlie, it appears at some point we will be heading overseas. Now, what country we end up in is yet to be determined fully, but that's something down the line we can kind of enjoy maybe over a tall, when I put it like that, a pint or two,
it's
Mike. You're happy, you're proud for him, but I think he knows the work does not stop. For him, it's good to this point, but you got to make kicks.
He watched it. He lived it. Blake Groupie. He watched it.
And if you can't do that consistent, regardless of what that contract may say, guess where you're going to be?
Well,
looking for another opportunity.
Looking for another gig, you know.
You're looking for another opportunity.
Yeah, hopefully some of these kickers, there's a retread, right? Blake got another opportunity. Some kickers get other opportunities. Some don't.
It's a while before some guys get
one. You always get one. It's on injuries. And guess what? You better make that second one count.
Yep.
You know, the only guys who get more than two are guys that have been around for a long time.
And they just think that, you know, maybe he was injured and something happened from that standpoint. But you've got to be able to survive. And the hardest part of it, particularly, is probably the early part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing as well. His first two games, I guess, were bad weather games, correct?
Yeah, Miami and Tampa, right?
Yeah, and so it was bad weather games. Wait till we go to a New York or San Francisco, and you've got to kick in that wind and that weather, and, you know, one end of the field, it's blowing sideways, the other end of the field, oh, it's right behind you, you know, and just experiencing the different stadiums. Because for me, as a returner, and watching the punt, watching the ball off of the foot, it was San Francisco. And I told Coach, I was like, look, you guys can put Michael Lewis back there, because I don't feel comfortable going up and catching that football, because it looks like it's going that way, but it's really going the other way. And the wind was just catching it. And I mean, it's just like the kickers now, they are, I don't want to call them, they're so much more talented with how they kick the ball, how they drop the ball, the spin that they put on the ball.
I mean,
it's just it is unbelievable, and you can just see how that ball is spinning. It's telling away. It's telling away. And so as a returner, you have to be able to fully get up under it, because if not, it's going to tell away from you. And so we've already seen him kick the onside and the spin that he put on the ball. I just can't wait to see what he does going forward.
Take a break. Come back. We'll start talking college football playoffs, Tulane and Ole Miss with Gary Smith. Back after this on Fans in the Pro with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Stay with us. Welcome back, Fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, talking some Saints, talking some Pelicans, and now we're going to talk some college football. Man, what a weekend. Starts tonight, Alabama at Oklahoma. Then tomorrow, Miami at Texas A&M. The middle game is another rematch, just like tonight. Number 11, Tulane at Ole Miss, and Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report. Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So are you up in Oxford?
No, I'm actually a passenger in a car on the way up to the Oxford area right now.
Oh, so, all right. Well, good. So I hate to do this, but let's kind of get it out of the way. It's such a tough situation. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for John Sumrall. His dad passed away yesterday. It became, you know, obviously news mm-hmm. today.
Right.
So our hearts and prayers go out to him. I don't know how he's talked about it or not talked about it or what.
Yeah, he's released a statement on it, and his dad had Alzheimer's. It was he had been to every game basically that John Sumrall had coached until this year. He was able to make a few this year, but yeah, it's obviously a tough situation.
So when you have a rematch game like this, so the first game this year was back in September. It was not pretty.
No.
I mean, you look at the numbers for it, like Jake Retzlaff was 5 of 17 passing.
Mm-hmm.
The leading receiver had 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just it was not pretty. It was September 20th. Ended up losing, what, 45-10?
45-10, correct. 45-10. And the 10 came very late with a
right.
touchdown. It was 45-3.
I like to go back to September 9th, 2023, when
mm-hmm.
they played Ole Miss at Yeoman. And that was 17-17 into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 27-20 with 3 minutes left. That was Jackson Dart. So you just never know in these I guess my question is, you just never know in these rematch games.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. There have been 6 rematches in college football this year, and the team that lost the first game has won 5 of those 6 rematches. You know, none of those teams had lost 45-10 in their first meeting, but I think Tulane's a live underdog in this game for some reason. You mentioned Jake Retzlaff's numbers. He threw for 200. He averaged 265 yards passing for the rest of the year after that game. That was by far his worst performance of the year. He was still learning his receivers. He'd only gotten on campus in late July. And I anticipate a much better performance from him tomorrow and in that game. And then the second factor is Tulane's best running back, Jamari McClure, was their fifth-string running back for that game. Through 9 games this year, he had rushed for 50 yards. I was pulling my hair out because I had made multiple predictions in the preseason on different shows that he was going to be their breakout star. Since then, he's rushed for over 400 yards in the last 4 games. He is a difference-making running back. Ole Miss's weakness at times this year has been run defense. So that's another factor that Ole Miss didn't have to deal with the first time around. And the third thing, just pride. This Tulane team was totally humiliated in that game. They feel they're a heck of a lot better than they were, and they're relishing the chance to get a chance to prove that was not the real Tulane team when they played in September.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, you know, really from the quarterback's perspective, you have to understand how long had he truly been in that offense? I mean, and so for him to have, you know, the opportunity to go up in Oxford and play against that defense then was kind of unfair. I think that you will get a totally, totally different offense than you got back in September. I want to get your thoughts defensively on how they will match up. You know, we know Lane is not there to be able to be on the sideline to give his input.
Mm-hmm.
On what plays or what players are going in. But, you know, for the majority of that staff is there, even the play caller, Charlie, and just get your thoughts on it from a defensive perspective.
Yeah. Well, they certainly didn't match up well the first time, and that is a problem because Trinidad Chambliss, that was his second start. They didn't totally know what they were going to get from him. They found out the hard way how good that guy is. He threw for over 300 yards. He ran for over 100 yards. He didn't run for over 100 yards against anybody else. Like, his first carry was a 42-yard sprint right up the middle of the field. That's going to be pivotal for Tulane. They have to have a better plan. You know, now they have a lot more film on him, obviously, that he started the whole year. But you know, there's a reason he finished eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting. Really, nobody had an answer for him. I guess Georgia did in the fourth quarter, but that was after he put up five touchdowns in five possessions against a really good defense before that. And to me, that's going to be the key for Tulane, is can they come up with a plan to at least slow Trinidad Jambles down, because they had no answer for him whatsoever in the first meeting.
Well, Gary, I don't want to cut you short, but I know you're in the car, and I know you're in an area, I'm guessing, not the greatest cell service in the world, but good luck tomorrow. We appreciate your time, as always. The winner gets Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl quarterfinal, so we'll see how things go. 2:30 tomorrow up in Oxford. Safe travels, and again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. That's Gary Smith, NOLA.com, Tulane beat writer, publisher of The Wave Report. Well, Mr. Oxford, where's all the cell towers going up there, man? You drive up there all the time. What's going on?
Depends on where he's at. I mean, I was going to ask
you automatically.
Yeah, it depends on where he's at. There's a stretch between right there at Durant to Lexington. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. If you're caught right there, no chance. And then if you're on the back way, Highway 6, going up the back way, and not on the highway going through Batesville, no chance. Your cell phone, it's going to pop. It is what it is, and it's been that way for a while.
Yep. Well, we apologize. I know that sometimes it's a little frustrating, but I was glad to get his thoughts on it. What's the Lane Kiffin effect tomorrow?
There's an effect. I mean, there's definitely an effect. You can talk that, he won't. There's an effect. You know, and I think the biggest effect of it becomes on the offensive side. Now, what's interesting is Lane called some plays, but Charlie Weiss called the majority of those plays. You know, I think Lane was probably a lot more involved in it when you talk about the red zone. And, hey, whether or not we're going to go for it, right, whether or not we're going to kick it, different things of that nature. I think that, you know, Pete Golding, who obviously was a DC, had been with Lane at Alabama and some other places, he will all lean really on his staff, but it'll be his ultimate call. When you talk about going for it on fourth down, I think he's going to be aggressive. I think that he will be aggressive, you know, and he'll trust his defense. He'll trust his defense. He's a defensive coach, so he will trust his defense. But as far as what he wants to see from that offense and Charlie Weiss and those guys, he'll try to keep it, you know, pretty much like it was, as close as possible.
How hard are rematch games are hard, but this is a different kind of rematch game.
Yep.
Because neither team has played in the college football playoffs before, so they're both first-timers, and this is not just your average rematch game.
No, it's not. What's interesting is normally in a game like this, how long have both teams have been off?
A few weeks. Tulane played in the conference championship.
So Tulane should be a little bit more fresher.
Right. It's been a while for Ole Miss.
For Ole Miss, it's the Egg Bowl,
yeah.
And which was Thanksgiving.
Oof.
You know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that you worry about when you talk about games like this, and that's not all teams, is ball security and the little things, false starts, alignment issues, you know, little things of that nature. You worry, and that's both teams, because now that throw that you normally make, man, I hadn't thrown this quote unquote pressure throw where I have to make it immediately. At the end of the day, the better athletes will take over, but I still need to put them in a position where they can be the athlete, if that makes sense. And you know, I think Tulane will be without one of their playmakers as far as a receiver. That doesn't help. But for the most part, both teams should be fairly healthy, because you hadn't played. You hadn't played, you know, four or five games. And so if I was dealing with a little, man, my ankle has been bad, it's been hurting me, I've had a month. I've had 3 weeks to kind of get that feeling pretty good. So from a health standpoint, you should be okay in most areas. And now here's the other thing, and I'm fairly sure on this one, maybe there's a player or two that didn't get to play a lot, and he was right on the cusp of a red shirt or not red shirt. Well, from my understanding now, those don't count. So I may be able to throw one of those guys in on coverage as a returner, you know, kickoff returner, something like that, that you may see a player or two pop up in a position or two like that. Because like you said, Mike, there's no, oh, we've got next week. No, you don't have next week if you don't win.
Right.
So and you've got to win.
And the even and beyond the fact that Tulane was dominated by them back in September, 45-10, there's no pressure on Tulane right now. Right?
There's pressure and there's not pressure.
There's more pressure.
There's a lot more. The thing that Tulane cannot let happen, it has to be a game at halftime. It still has to be a game when it gets to halftime. It still has to be a game at the end of the first quarter. You can't let Ole Miss go up 14, 17, nothing in the first quarter.
Right.
Because now any emotion that they had, it's going to be released. And then guess what doubt? Guess what pops up into your head? A little doubt. Yep, it was real.
Now
we can't play with these guys. They're up 17. They're up 14. You know, in the first quarter. The longer that game is close, the more pressure it becomes on Ole Miss because you're supposed to win.
Right.
You're the expected winner. I'm not talking about point spread and all that. You're supposed to win because you beat me earlier. But if I can turn you over, if I can be aggressive, because if I'm Tulane, coming in fourth down, okay, no worries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fourth and two, yeah, we're going for it.
Yeah.
Can you stop us? Can you stop us? You know, and so situations like that, that puts a lot more pressure on Ole Miss. I mean, but at the same time now, you can't get to the point where you're not getting it and they're going and converting touchdowns right. Because now you make a game that should have been or had a chance at being close, you make it where you don't even give your guys a chance.
No, I totally agree. I feel like it's important early because – and Deuce is right. One team's expected to win. There is a 17.5-point spread for Ole Miss, and Ole Miss hasn't played. What you worry about, if I'm Ole Miss, I'll put my Ole Miss hat on. I don't want an early turnover to somehow, and Tulane goes up. Now, all of a sudden, that you're in your Ole Miss head going, whoa, wait a minute here. I don't want to – now I get a little tentative. I don't want to be tentative.
I don't think that bothers them, though.
Okay.
An early turnover, because now I know I have to focus to come and play. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I have to focus and come and play. An early turnover, I think if you're Ole Miss, you start to worry if you go down 14.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Going down 7, I don't think that bothers you as much. You go down 14, 17 points, now that starts to bother you because now the question becomes, well, you know, if I had my head coach, he would call this or he would do this. You know, all of that, that doubt and that second guessing starts to come into play. You going down 7, it's just like, I can bounce back from that. That I don't want to say that's no big deal, but that's no big deal. The problem becomes where you've had the ball 3 times, you haven't scored. You've had one turnover. Now you're down, you know, I'm looking at 10, 14, nothing. You're looking even 14-3, and you're looking like, man, what's going on? You know, we need some new plays. You know, Coach Kiffin would have called this. Coach Kiffin would have done this by now. That's where you start to get worried, so to speak.
Now, with my Tulane hat on, I'm thinking you just like you said, you get to halftime and it's 20-14.
You feel great.
You have proven
you feel great.
You can score on them.
You feel
touchdowns.
Great.
You're down, but now every possession becomes a little more.
You feel if I'm down, if I get to halftime and I'm 20-14, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I mean, because now if I get 6 possessions, if I can put points on the board, whether it's 3 or 7, I feel really, really good about it. Because now I feel like I can get a turnover or I've had one already. You know, I can create an extra possession by maybe going for it on fourth down. So if I can get there, I feel great. And then I really like my quarterback in this situation as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
he's a different cat than earlier, too.
That's what I mean. Because both have played a lot more games in that system.
Right.
Neither of these guys were there. We just talked about some of the Saints issues.
Right.
Neither of these guys were there this spring. You know, these were late additions to your roster. And so it should be a good matchup. The weather should be fantastic. You know, intriguing for a lot of different reasons. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. You did. You're very diplomatic. I love that. I mean, is that your alma
mater?
That's
just the truth.
That's your alma mater. I mean, it's good. It's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a big day. I mean, 11 a.m., 2:30, and there's a 6:30 game as well. We'll take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans in the Pro, back after this here on WWL. Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Just for a couple more minutes until we get to the news hour, and as we talked about, what a great win for the Pelicans last night. We'll talk more about him in the second hour, which, by the way, we'll have Kyle Turley. Yes, Kyle Turley. He's the Saints legend of the game. The Pels have won three straight. They're at Indiana tomorrow night and then Dallas after that. But three straight wins as they come back in overtime to beat Houston last night. Just crazy. And three straight wins.
For a team that was struggling to get, you know, one win, for you to have an opportunity to get four wins, Indiana, in Indiana, to my knowledge, I don't think, you know.
6-21.
That's what I'm saying.
The Pelicans are 6-22.
They hadn't been lighting it up because they lost their point guard and then their center left and went to Milwaukee. I mean, but, you know, there's still a little bit of talent on that roster. Here's what's interesting. The Pelicans had like a five-game stretch. And you were hoping, man, if they could just get two games out of that five game in Dallas, and we're in that stretch. They've gotten three games. And now it becomes almost out of that five game stretch, Mike. And, you know, you talk about Indy, the Mavs, and then it's, who is that a third team right there next week? It's like the 23rd.
At Cleveland.
Now, that's going to be a tough one.
Well, this is the Indiana – the Indy game is here, isn't it?
The Indy game is here. I don't know why you were trying to send them up to
Naptown.
Because
it says New Orleans Pelicans at Indiana Pacers on the the release.
You're reading the paper upside down.
Yeah. My apologies. Tomorrow night, it's the Pacers at the Smoothie King Center in the Blender tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So, take a break. News is coming up. Coming back for a second hour, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. As we'll talk with Kyle Turley, he's the Saints legend of the game. We'll talk more about the Pelicans and their win. Keep it right here. Fans of the Pro, news is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans and the pro, with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Charlie Long in the booth, Deuce McAllister. And tomorrow, if you're out doing some shopping, join the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettillier for a special edition of Sports Talk from the Rouse's Market uptown on Chapultepec from noon to 3. We'll count down to Tulane's first college football playoff. They're the 11th seed against the 6th seed Ole Miss. We'll also preview Saturday's NFL doubleheader, Packers and the Bears and Eagles at the Commodores, plus the Saints' final home game, of course, against the Jets. Join the two Cajuns, Bobby and Mike, for a special edition of Sports Talk at the Rouse's Market Uptown on Chapultepec tomorrow from noon to 3 on WWL, always free on the Odyssey app. I forgot about NFL tomorrow as well. Tulane at 2:30. The first game is Miami at Texas A&M. And the final game of the day is James Madison at Oregon. That's at 6:30. The winner of that game faces Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. The winner of Tulane Ole Miss in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And the winner of Miami Texas A&M in the Rose Bowl. And then Alabama and Oklahoma tonight. Another rematch. Oklahoma favored by a point and a half. And if you missed it, Devon Vele went on injured reserve today for the Saints. So he and Devin Neal both go on injured reserve. So I only brought up Vele because, to me, that guy, for a receiver, he has 25 receptions. 25. No explosives. So no catches for 20-plus. But in the last... his last nine receptions were for 10-plus. That's amazing to me. And in his last 16 receptions, the last 14 were for 10-plus. So, but they were no explosive. So between 10 and 20, his 14 of his last 16. After week 12, the guy had nine catches. Nine. And he has 25 now. So, I mean... and he showed you, just get it near me, I'll catch it. And he's got a shoulder injury.
And that's what I was about to say. The one thing you can say about him is we go back to the beginning of the season, and so many people, where is he at? Why is he not involved? We gave up a fourth rounder. We gave up a fourth and a sixth.
Yeah.
You know, you gave up so much for him, and we haven't seen him. One, you wanted to throw him in immediately, which probably wasn't fair to him. And two, you know, for him, it was – I know he dealt with the knee injury at in Denver. And it was, all right, let's make sure he's, one, 100% healthy, and then, two, he's 100% comfortable. And at the time, oh, I still did have two other receivers that went through complete offseason, everything. Right. One guy you signed this offseason, the other one was looking for a new contract. And both pretty good players. He took advantage of his opportunity, and he kept working. He put himself in situations where he wanted to be valuable, to be used. It's unfortunate that he's got the shoulder, basically, injury. And it was, I went up, I made a play, I came down on my shoulder wrong. Yeah. And I think, you know, and I think Jeff, our sideline reporter, basically said it. If they don't need the roster spot, he probably pushes to try to play against Atlanta. I mean, because he's a week-to-week situation. If the Saints don't need a roster spot, he probably pushes to play against Atlanta. And so he's a guy that can help you. He's a guy that can help you. I don't know if he's, you know, your number one, your number two. Wherever you put him on the field, he's a guy that can help you.
Good gosh. I mean, you've just – between 10 and 20 yards every time you touch it, yeah, he's going to help you. And the middle of the field. We've not seen a lot of passes across the middle. I'm not really talking seam routes. I'm not, you know, trying to compare him to Colston or Jimmy Graham or anything like that. I'm just saying across the middle.
Yeah. Well, tough. I mean, you talk about anywhere between 8 to 15 yards.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to be able to hit some square hands. You've got to be able to hit some digs. And you've got to be able to hit some slants. When you go across that middle, guess what? You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit by a guy, a safety or a linebacker as well. And – you got to be able to hold on to the ball. And so for a big body receiver to be willing to do that, yeah, you'll take it.
So here's how it looks right now. There are four wide receivers on the roster. Dante Pettis has one reception. Chris Olave, of course, you know, having the year that he's having, and really the fourth quarter that he had. Mason Tipton has seven receptions. They've all come in the last four games. He's sick, but I think he's going to be okay. He's on the mend, but still. And then you got Kevin Austin, who had three catches last week. That's it. That's it. There are no others. You have two running backs, Audric Estime and Evan Neal. That's it. I feel like.
So you trying to tell me we're going to play a lot of 13?
I feel like, yeah.
A lot of three tight ends.
I also know that you got Taysom. Taysom is your swing. Put him as a tight end. Put him as a wide receiver. Put him as a running back. So he makes all those numbers change. But, you know, sometimes what happens in week 16 when you're 4-10, right? I mean, you just don't have people.
I'm looking at this and I'm looking at my roster and it's like, man, you are going to play a lot of 11 and 12.
Right. Well, and the thing is, from a kickoff return standpoint, you had Evan back there and Mason back there with Dante and, well, you know, Mason, that's kind of the thing with Shaheed, right? Mason's one of your four receivers. And Evan's one of my two running backs. So how much do you put him back there?
Well, you got to at this point, though.
They have Pettis and somebody.
Yeah, you're going to put – it's going to be Evan Hull or Pettis or Mason and Evan Hull. It's going to be one of the two.
Right.
You know, we know Mason is a little sick or whatever, but it's going to be one of the two as far as thrown back there.
I agree. So just interesting. Although I have to admit, you know, they're not rookies. Estime played with Denver in 24. He's scored. He's run. He's, you know, and Hull was with Indy. He was a draft pick. He just hadn't played. He was, you know, was on their practice squad. But I like what I see of those guys, right? I mean,
they're going to run hard.
They're running hard.
They're going to run hard. My only concern and my biggest worry is them picking up the blitz.
Right.
Just because they hadn't been here to be able to do it.
And it's something that Devin Neal really did. Yeah, he made a
yeah.
You know,
I mean, you can scheme a little bit for him to make it easy on him a little bit, but I mean that's your only concern.
Tyler Shuck, man, just keep doing what you're doing because the special teams that they're going up against, the Saints, Isaiah Williams, he's a wide receiver number 18 and a running back, Kane Wongu. Between them have three touchdowns. And Isaiah Williams has two punt return touchdowns, really had a third last week, got called back. He's also got an 83-yard kickoff return that wasn't a touchdown. This is how good they are as a return game. Last week in Jacksonville kicked off nine times. How many times do you think was not a touchback?
Zero.
Nine. They said, that you ain't touching it.
Wow.
You ain't touching it. Start at the 35. One time Jacksonville had problems, and Jacksonville was punting out of their end zone. And they're like, I got to kick it.
I got to kick it to them.
And they did. You know what happened?
Six.
50-yard return. Six. But it got called back.
Right.
And it's like, good gosh, man. I don't think I've ever seen a team that where your special teams is what you got. You do not kick to those guys. I don't care what you do, Charlie, and this ain't a problem for you. Kick it out of the building. Start at the 35. Take a break. Come back. We'll talk more about the Saints and the Jets with a former Saint. We got a lot of former Jets on this team. DeMario Davis, Nathan Shepard. We'll talk with Kyle Turley at 525, but we'll take a break here on Fans of the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, back after this. Here on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight, and just happy to have Kyle Turley, who is the Saints legend of the game on Sunday. You can also see him at Frenchman Street at the Blue Nile Balcony Room, 532 Frenchman Street on Saturday, December 20th at 9 o'clock. Hello, Kyle. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Great to be with y'all.
With you, with Mike Haas, and I was an old-timer. I used to cover you as a sportscaster, and I know you know my partner, Deuce McAllister.
I remember you, brother.
Yeah, I used to open up some holes for Deuce McAllister.
Oh, yeah, my boy. How are y'all?
We are good, man.
Doing
yourself?
Good, Kyle.
Good.
So
good.
It's got to be exciting for you to come back, you know, this weekend, Jets. I mean, I know it's the 25th anniversary. I mean, I don't even want to get, here's my question. Like, when you go see bands and, like, you know, Billy Joel and all these guys, and we want to hear the classics, and they go, I don't want to hear the classics. And I'm like, Kyle Turley, like, that's the last thing he wants to talk about, and it's the only thing people want to talk about. But I don't want to – I want to know if you go, I don't want to talk about it, we won't talk about it.
No, yeah, no. I'm offensive linemen don't get much recognition, so you got to take what you can get, right?
Right.
But, at the end of the day, that was – it was more about it had so many different factors to it. You know, I had to sit back and really digest this over these last 25 years to be able to accept that. Last year was my first time in the Superdome in 24 years, I guess, 23 years. I didn't go back, man. I was still just a little jaded from, you know, getting shipped out. And so I never went back into the dome. And then they, you know, finally, you know, things are settling down. A lot of good things have happened from a lot of stuff that I did that, you know, from all the things that happened in my career to everything else I got involved with that, you know, kind of just everything revolves around the Saints. You know, everything I've done in football started with Mike Ditka, you know, giving me a phone call back in 1998.
Yep. First round pick. And I'm going to get out of the way here because I want Deuce to take over. But here's the only thing I'm going to say about the Jets situation, because I know it's the one thing Deuce talks about all the time, and that was what you were doing was go help your quarterback. Go help your quarterback. It bothers bothers Deuce crazily.
Maybe.
When offensive linemen don't help your quarterback. But wait a minute. So as I watched it, I was there, but as I've watched it again, the tussle on the ground lasted 35 seconds. Before you emerged – and when it started, do you understand, and I'm talking to the people, how long 35 seconds is for a scrum at the bottom of a pile? That is an eternity. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'll tell you what happened. The irony and the funny part is that, you know, over the years, the stories everybody's told is that they were in a Buffalo Wild Wings or a Hooters or whatever. And the uniqueness of this moment was that the Diamondbacks had just won the World Series. Randy Johnson had just pitched the game winner. The Diamondbacks are celebrating their World Series victory, and I'm right in the beginning of this fight. It lasted so long that apparently every television and every Buffalo Wild Wings and every Hooters and every sports bar across America had time to switch that channel over, and every TV was on the fight. And it went on so long that people were in the bars just going, whoa, whoa. And you know, it became kind of a national thing almost, as I've gone through, you know, all of these people over the years in airports and in public everywhere else that, you know, loved it. So,
Cal, it's always a pleasure to speak to you and hear your voice and, you know, kind of reminisce, and we'll call it good and bad from as far as that situation. But I got to ask you, and I saw that you were speaking on it, you know, maybe to somebody earlier this week about this situation. And as much as we can, the banana. I don't have to say a word, Mike. All I have to do is just say the banana.
Oh man, wild times, right? I mean, you know.
And Kyle, so before you start, you got to remember, I'm a rookie. I had only been in the NFL a few weeks, and I am just trying to soak everything up. I'm trying to soak everything in, figure out how the league works. I'm a rookie. We have a team meeting, and I'll say the banana, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you take over.
Yeah, the banana, man. It was a crazy time, you know, that era of football. We went through some, you know, interesting times in our country. You know, it was the Iraq, Afghanistan, all these things, and then 9/11 happened, and, you know, we were all, you know, out to – it was our day off. And
it was,
you know,
a Tuesday.
We're all sleeping. Yeah, it was a Tuesday. It's our day off. I'm sleeping. I get woke up from a phone call from my girl at the time, and she's – you know, telling me to turn on the TV, and I'm like, what the heck? This is my only day off. I got to get some sleep. And it was 9/11. I turned on the TV to the second plane, right? So then, you know, everybody's freaking out, of course. So we get to the facility, and, you know, I'm like, what the heck? Everybody just, you know, the same is just going, what in the world is going on?
And what? So where do we play that weekend? Where are we scheduled to play that weekend?
Right, and we're scheduled to go to New York the next weekend.
Play the Giants, right?
Right. Yeah, playing the Giants. And so, you know, all these scenarios. And then there's this rumor that started that Jim Haslett was going to take us to Pittsburgh and practice with the Steelers for the whole week that the NFL had off. And I went to everybody. I went to Jerry Fondo. I went to Aaron. I'm like, because they were all talking about how they're going to have an upper, you know, classman meeting, you know, veteran meeting with the coaches. And I'm like, you better tell them, well, we're not going to Pittsburgh. Nobody's going nowhere.
And true.
He came down and said that, you know, we're going to Pittsburgh, and I had a banana in my hand, and I did my best to put it right between his eyes, and he dodged out of the way, and ultimately, you know, we're in the parking lot at the end of the day.
Kyle, I hate to stop you, but the facility has not changed that much. I don't know how much you've been, I know you said you hadn't been into the dome. I don't know if you've been over to the facility. Now, the facility looks fantastic. There's some upgrades.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah, there's some upgrades and everything. But I'll just tell you.
Yeah, finally got an indoor facility, I hear.
We do. We have an indoor facility. You don't have to bus to the dome. You don't have to wait on the rain. You experienced that. I experienced that. But I am one of the individuals that can tell you that door and part of that hallway is still there. Just FYI.
Yeah. Well, they got a good mark on the hinge, I'm sure, because I tried to kick that thing open, kick it off. Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, crazy times, man.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you just for sharing a little bit of that. And I'll have to fill our listeners in on most of that story that, you know, we don't have time to talk about it. And, you know, most of it, like I said, is we'll make it PG friendly where we can kind of talk about it, but definitely some interesting times. And like I said, that was my rookie year. And man, I just want to tell you, thank you for everything that you did for me as a player, just teaching me. And like I said, I was just trying to soak it in. I was trying to soak it in from you and Willie and Wally and, you know, Fontenot, and, you know, just try to understand what the NFL was truly, truly like. And,
got a good taste of it. And that's what it was like, and it never was the same.
that part, because if that happened now, we'll just leave that. Right. We'll leave it alone.
Right.
It wouldn't fly.
So I know music's always been, you know, a big part of your life since you were a young man, and it's called what you had as referred to as power country, right? Gridirons to guitars. You've got your own record label and done some music, and it's not a hobby. I mean, it's kind of been I would assume a release for you, an ability to kind of, you know, say what you feel.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I always had music. Deuce knows, you know, I'd get a room from the coaches every training camp, go rent all the music equipment, and, you know, by the end of training camp, you know, we had a whole band put together with guys that could play instruments you'd find, and you know, it was just part of my life, music. And then going to New Orleans, I couldn't help it, right? I became, it's Music City. Forget Nashville, that's, Music City belongs to New Orleans. And I got to meet, you know, all of these amazing bands and people that I've been fans of for so many years. So you go to all the concerts that were always around and going on, you know, I soaked it all up. I used who I was as a Saints player to make sure I never paid for a ticket, and I was always backstage hanging out with the band, you know, giving them Saints hats and shirts and everything. And, you know, I knew that one day I wanted to go into music, you know, something was just drawn to me at a young age with music. And I always just had a guitar around, and you know, it just took its course. And after my career went into Nashville, you know, retired here, and had nothing really to do except go out and start playing music, and that's what happened, you know. And you know, 6 years of a music career got interrupted by a lot of physical things from football, in and out of hospitals, having seizures, all these other things that the brain thing's responsible for was very real for me. Deuce knows that. I'd have episodes of vertigo constantly at the Saints and every other team I was on, you know, and they couldn't figure it out, right? Well, now we know. And, you know, I disrupted my music career for a little while. So it's good to be back. I'm back in Nashville during the COVID, and because I had to go back to California and get off all them pills. And fortunately, the good Lord put a plant here that resolves things that people are finally starting to get to hear about, thanks to this rescheduling of Donald Trump. And it's going to be an awesome show Saturday and an awesome event on Sunday to be able to be there. You know, not being able to be present in these situations was my life and unfortunately too many NFL players' existence currently. And now I'm just going to be there to represent this life, man, and how amazing it is to be living it.
Well, you can do one or two things, right? I mean, you know, you've dealt with chronic trauma, encephalopathy, and, you know, you deal with it, right? And you, as opposed to just dealing with it internally, now you're more of a spokesperson for it, right? You want the world to know these issues exist out there in the NFL, and the NFL has to take accountability because
there's some answers.
Right.
Yeah, there's some answers, and you're able to be able to provide some answers for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can. We've all experienced this, yourself as well, you know, Deuce, and going through the trials of this life and having to figure it out after football. You know, it's not easy. People just think that it is, and you throw a bunch of money at things, and it's just not. And these injuries are real, and this brain injury is real, and I've fortunately found the resolutions for this. And, you know, that's what I'm out here to talk about the most these days is that, you know, I've been pill-free. I've not taken one pharmaceutical in over 10 years. That's insane with plates and screws and, you know, all these surgeries and this brain that's supposed to be, you know, a progressive disease that I'm starting to find, you know, a lot of resolutions in taking care of myself and understanding the right medicine to use for this. And cannabis is that answer, and it is for so many others. It's going to continue to keep coming out the more that, you know, these scientists and doctors start catching up to where guys like me had to go because we were left behind, and that was unfortunate. But we've got a great resurgence in our football community now of guys getting their lives back. And, you know, myself and Ricky are a part of a group called Project Champion. You can go to projectchampion.org, help support us. You know, we're doing everything we can. I was first on the scene as soon as they passed any legislation. I still am. And we're going to get this done, and we already have. You know, our work has done these things, and it's because we've got our lives back, and it's awesome to have that and be able to say that.
What can people expect who don't know? 532 Frenchman Street. It's the Blue Nile Balcony Room. All shows 21+, free admission with valid ID and drink purchases. So it's going to be, you know, is power country still a solid definition?
You know what? No, honestly, I've got a bunch of new stuff, and my power country life was in another time.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited for people to hear. You know, I came to Nashville. I wrote a bunch of great music. It was basically stories of my life. If you want to know about football and my whole journey, buy my music. It's all online. You can download it or just go listen to it on Pandora or whatever. And that's my life after football. Everybody said write a book. I don't read books. I was an art major. So I made a bunch of music. I wrote a bunch of lyrics. It tells the story. And now I'm back. You know, I've got a new life. And this new life, being awake to this world, has got a lot of great music with it. And I'm excited to play it.
So what genre would you say this music is?
It's still country, but it, you know, a little more Americana folk mix in there. And more songwriter-esque than trying to make a country hit, you know, and get people rocking.
Did you ever run into Phil Vassar in Nashville?
Vassar, great guy, man, a great musician, you know, tremendous musician. And, you know, so many guys here, you know, I've had the opportunity to play and open up for pretty much everybody in country music. And, you know, I did three tours with David Allan Coe. I opened up for George Jones in a theater show there in New Orleans. It was just me and him. Unreal, epic, you know, opportunity before he died. And you know, Hank Williams III and everybody else, and Jake Owen and Eric Church. I've played with everybody out there. And, you know, Louisiana was a lot of those shows. And I know a lot of people are there. And hopefully we'll get some folks out, pack out the Blue Nile. Really appreciate them taking on the show in short notice, and should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Yeah, Phil Vassar and I went to college together, so I was curious. But, man, hey, New Orleans is ready to welcome you back with open arms, my friend. So glad that you are here. Glad. It sounds like you're doing great. And, you know, had your 50th birthday back in September. Just keep knocking it out of the park.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there. Appreciate you. It's awesome to block for you, brother. Brother Deuce, man, unreal. And, you know, it's never ending. That the Hudat Nation stays with you forever. And I'm extremely excited to get back to the city.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Turley. I appreciate it, my brother. You take care, and I look forward to seeing you.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Sir. Have a great night.
Thank you, pal.
All right.
Kyle Turley, number one pick, 7th overall in 1998.
Bad man. I mean, look like a tight end out there. I mean,
he needed to play in the 60s and 70s. No rules.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Conrad Dobler.
Yeah, I mean, he was just so lean and just strong, and he had it. He had game.
All right, take a break. I knew that was going to be fun, and it was. Kyle Turley, back after this. Fans of the Pro, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's Boomer and Valenti. I want to say this because I got it wrong earlier. Don't forget, WWL is the home of your New Orleans Pelicans. Tomorrow, the Pels take on the Indiana Pacers in the Smoothie King Center. Pregame 5:30, tip-off 6 o'clock on the big 870 WWL AM. Saints on Sunday at noon. Alabama, Oklahoma tonight. When is that? 7 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock tomorrow is your first game. I'm giving all the time Central. Number 10, Miami at number 7, A&M. And then at 2:30, Tulane at Ole Miss. The winner faces Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And then at 6:30, James Madison, the 12th seed at Oregon. The winner faces Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. So we need some – I don't know what we need tomorrow. It's a good day. It's a good day. You got it. Are you done? You got your honeydews and your shopping done? Can you watch some football tomorrow?
No. Yes and no. The first part of that question is no.
You haven't done all your Christmas stuff?
No. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, you can't even joke and say, oh yeah, I got not at all. But that's a different subject.
It's Thursday. That's just a reminder.
That's a different subject. Okay. You know, there's a ton of Christmas parties. I got to tell, I couldn't make one. I mean, it's like, hey man, I got to work. I got radio again. So I got some buddies over in Lafayette. I know we had some friends stop by earlier today, and that's from I got a buddy over in Lafayette. They got a Christmas party. I know they cutting up. And then there's another Christmas party on the North Shore. What is that, Tuesday? But guess what? I got basketball. I got, you know, that's
Curtis went right from football. When I say Curtis, I don't mean John Curtis. I mean your son Curtis, because right from football.
Well, John Curtis as well, because they went right from football dominating in basketball. But, yeah, so my son, they play up in Mississippi, so get a chance to go and check that out. And it's not a homecoming for him. It's really a homecoming for me. But the team that we're playing, he's got – cousins that play on that team as well, and so that'll be pretty cool to see and for him to do. But you know, I'll know a ton of the people on the other team and up in Jackson just because of where they're playing and who they're playing. But you know, good times.
Take a quick break. By the way, in the last break, it says we were checking out the 2026 Saints schedule, where they play, who they play. It's gonna be interesting. AFC North, NFC North. We'll worry about that in a while, but it was just what we checked out. So we'll take our final break. Fans of the Pro here on this Friday. College football playoffs begin tonight. Back after this here on WWL, AMFM.com, always free in the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Just a couple of minutes. And before I forget, everyone have a very safe, happy holiday season. And, you know, just make the best of it. And the weekend begins. Pelicans win their fourth straight tomorrow night. Saints win their third straight tomorrow night.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday at noon.
I should be there Sunday at noon then?
That's when I think you should be there Sunday at noon. If you come Sunday afternoon at 3:25,
yeah.
it's probably gonna be some trouble. just gonna be a little bit of trouble. Just FYI.
And so this is, you know, you want to just keep stacking wins. I know there's a segment out there that says, "Oh, you're ruining the draft pick, man." Just keep, you ain't got no job. Keep stacking wins.
I would rather my young quarterback, my young team, where I'm trying to build a culture, them understand and know what it takes to win. I would rather them understand and know. We know what it feels like to lose. We lost enough. It's okay to win a game and understand how hard I have to work to win a game. Because right now you taste a little bit of success. Now I want to see, have you put in enough time and effort and work to be successful completely? Because now you can't talk about winning four straight before I get that third game. And this is a team that you should beat.
Yeah.
The Jets are truly playing for positioning, but when at the end of the day, you're a better team than the Jets.
Just are.
You're a better team than the Jets. And so for you to say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter, it matters.
It does.
Tell that to the young man that's trying to make that team.
Tell that to
Charlie Smith.
Right. Tell that to the host of the Saints Coaches Show and the Saints Hour. He wants a victory.
Some sad times when it's just like, man, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I can't talk about that poor of a game or
right.
The lack of development.
But when you win, all right, that's on Sunday. Again, Deuce, Merry Christmas, my friend. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
Be
Merry
safe.
Christmas.
Charlie, same to you, my bad. Charlie Long in the booth, helping things out as always. Boomer and Valenti are next. Big weekend coming up. Thanks for listening here on Fans and the Pro, WWLAMFM.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.